Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Goody Rosen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny G. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny G. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blattner. The throw from Livingston and he is safe. Blattner steals second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is hit by the pitch. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ostrowski fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko bunts towards third. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ostrowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blattner strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pafko. Kerr reaches second base with a double. G moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer strikes out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostrowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Young trying to get to third. Pafko throws the ball into Ostrowski, who tags Young for the out. Two outs. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. G fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus bunts towards third. Rigney catches it and throws to first to double up Sturgeon. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. G. bunts towards third. Ostrowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blattner takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingston takes first base on ball 4. Pavko moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chipman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Giants. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Young hits a line drive into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. Livingston drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gordon out. Two outs. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosen. Sturgeon reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rigney is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. G is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blattner takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blattner. The throw from Livingston and he is safe. Blattner steals second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. G fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitke scoops it up and throws to first, with Chipman covering, for the out. 2 outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer moves to third. Lenny Morello pinch runs for Bob Skeffing. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Ostrowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stringer scores. Morello moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morello scores. Ostrowski moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Junior Thompson now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Ostrowski moves to third. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Ostrowski. The throw to Thompson covering the plate. the slide. Ostrowski is out. Waitkus moves to second. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta is walked intentionally. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Russ Bauer's now pitching. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Graham pinch hits for Bill Rigney. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott pinch hits for Junior Thompson. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.